And good morning, we continue with the Chayyadam Klausam Matas and Tumat Alochas of Hidur. We left off with the question where a case, person is not necessarily a Talmud Chacham and he's not necessarily your Rebbe, but you've heard certain things from him, you learn from him. What chiyuv do you have in that situation to be mechab at each other? So the Mor touches us this in two half dimsas. The Mor discusses a situation where people are Karusas. So obviously, your Karusa is not your Rebbe. But you've learned the truth out from your Karusa over the years, things which he understood correctly, which you misunderstood, and vice versa, things which you understood correctly, which he misunderstood, and you've helped each other understand the Gemara better, what you're learning together. So through a process of learning together, you've definitely learned a tremendous amount from that other individual. So the Gemara says that the Tamid Chachamim in Babel, the more in the end of Elam Metzias, says the Tamid Chachamim in Babel had the custom to stand up one for another because they were Harusas and they learned from each other, and therefore they would give each other a respect to stand up for each other. This is brought down in Halacha, that they would, to show an act of heder, to give a person some type of an expression of respect, and obviously for sure to not show disrespect to that individual. It's not a chiyuv, it's a kiyumis, but it shows a covenant for Torah, that you were appreciative of the fact this individual clarified various different halachas to you over the years. And therefore, that's appropriate that you should give them some type of element of covet. Now, what about now? That's a case where a person is learning with this individual on a constant basis, but if you've heard from him something on the by occasionally you've heard something from him. So again, you have a mitzvah to show some element of kavod in that regards. The Gemara gives some examples of this concept. We know the Mishnah says David HaMelech learned from Achitophel two points, and that was it. And he referred to Achitophel as Rabbi Alufi Meyodoi. He expressed this type of kavod to Achitophel for just teaching him two things. So a person understands the value of Torah. If each item that you learn from Torah is tremendously precious, so obviously each thing which you learn from that would be enough to say that you want to show expression of respect for that fact. If this person was giving you diamonds, you would have be appreciative of what he's done. So the Torah is worth more than diamonds. Even one, the Bar Torah is worth more than diamonds. So you're showing your covenant for Torah and understanding the value of what you're receiving by virtue of the fact that you're giving covenant to this individual who taught you a minimal amount of Torah. In the Sefer of Ahatar HaKamaycha, it discusses a scenario if somebody is Makarav, an individual person was not born religious, and through the process of Kiruv Rechaykim, he became connected and he became Frum. So that individual who's not necessarily taught you specific elements of Torah, but he's shown you the right way to be Madrid for your life. So obviously, there'd be a Chiyuv Kavod to that individual like your Rebbe. But the truth is many times that person has taught you tremendous amount of basic knowledge of Yiddishkeit. So in that sense, he is your Rebbe. He or she is your Rebbe, and you have a chiyuv to give kavod. Is there a chiyuv to give kavod to a woman who has taught you this amount of these basic centers of Yiddishkeit? It wasn't a man, it was a woman. So the chiyuv, I once discussed this with the Pesach, and he was of the opinion that the chiyuv kavod rabbi can be relevant to a woman as well. If the person which taught these basic descendants of Yiddishkeit was a woman, but that was the person who gave over that information, even if it was to a man, the man would have a chiyuv to give kavod based on the concept of the kavod rabbi to that woman as well. And that's something which is not found clear in the Poskim, but he felt that that was correct. Have a good day.